KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
We have sunny skies, 50 degrees in Atlantic at 8:01. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. We look forward to be mostly sunny today, a high of 72. The news is brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments in Atlantic. The superintendent of the Trainer Community School District for the past 19 years has tendered his resignation effective at the end of the current school year. A message posted on the Trainer School District's website on Thursday said Superintendent Kevin Elwood submitted his letter of resignation to the Board of Education Wednesday evening in a special session. He stated in an email to staff that he'd been informed last week that the Trainer Board of Education was interested in making a leadership change. For the last few days, they had been discussing paths for that opportunity. The board approved the resignation and separation agreement effective at the end of this current contract, June 30th, 2017. In his email, Elwood said the board superintendent relationship is one which must be built on open communication, trust, and respect. Over the years, he said he's enjoyed a very positive relationship with the board. However, that relationship has been eroding. Elwood said that, therefore, I'm stepping aside to allow our outstanding students and staff the opportunity to continue to flourish. He ended his email by saying that I only wish the best for the students, staff, and district moving forward, and I'm grateful to have been a part of the Trainer Community Schools for the past 19 years. Two Union County residents were arrested on theft charges early this morning. According to the Creston Police Department, 19-year-old Xavier Lee Long and 26-year-old Mark Allen Steinbeck, both of Creston, were arrested at around 1:30 a.m. at the Creston Walmart store on charges of theft in the second degree. Both men were being held at the Union County Jail on $5,000 bond each. A traffic stop on a vehicle without its headlights on early Thursday morning in Pottawatomie County resulted in the arrest of a man on a charge of OWI. Sheriff's officials say Deputy Zach Norman saw the Chrysler 300 traveling in the vicinity of Highway 92 and South Expressway at around 2:45 a.m. Thursday and conducted a traffic stop. An investigation resulted in the arrest of 71-year-old Dwayne Edward Sanders of Council Bluffs for OWI first offense. Authorities in Montgomery County say a man wanted on a Buchanan County, Missouri warrant for non-payment of child support was arrested Thursday morning. The bond for 34-year-old William James Bartlett of Red Oak was set at $5,000. Bartlett was also charged with being a fugitive from justice. He was being held in the Montgomery County Jail while awaiting an extradition hearing to Missouri. Deputies of the Shelby County Sheriff's Office this week arrested 19-year-old Seth Dwayne Strong of Elkhorn following a traffic stop Wednesday evening on Highway 173. Strong was charged with driving with a suspended license and failure to provide financial liability. He was brought to the Shelby County Jail and released Thursday morning after being given a date to appear in court. And late Tuesday night, Shelby County deputies said they arrested 39-year-old Jeffrey Lee Simpson of Carroll on outstanding warrants for two counts of violation of probation. Simpson was being held in the Shelby County Jail on $50,000 bond. A Nebraska man was sentenced Wednesday in Pottawatomie County to 10 years in prison for being a felon in possession of a firearm. 25-year-old Brandon David Kinnear of Omaha is also subject to 3 years of supervised release following his 120-month term of imprisonment. Kinnear pleaded guilty on January 19th to the charge. On August 30th of last year, he was walking in the vicinity of Carter Lake with the grip of a handgun visible just above his waistband. Carter Lake police officer stopped Kinnear and found him to be in possession of a .22-caliber semi-automatic handgun. Kinnear was prohibited from possession of a firearm as the result of a 2013 felony drug conviction in South Dakota. The Carter Lake Police Department, Council Bluffs Police Department, and Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms and Explosives conducted the investigation. The case was prosecuted by the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Southern District of Iowa. An Iowa woman has been in prison for duping dozens of people into buying non-existent tickets to the Super Bowl and other big events. Renee Van Roekel of Boyden was sentenced on Thursday in U.S. District Court in Sioux City to 51 months in prison. The judge also ordered her to pay nearly $468,000 in restitution. Van Roekel had pleaded guilty to mail and income tax fraud. Prosecutors say she was a self-employed ticket broker who ran the business Get 'Em Now Tickets from January of 2008 to June of 2012. The victim says she falsely claimed to have personal relationships and ties to events that gave her an inside track for deeply discounted tickets, hotel rooms, and VIP passes. Investigators say an inmate accused of shooting two deputies, killing one of them in an Iowa jail escape, somehow managed to unlock his shackles inside of a transport van. Court records presented Wednesday at 24-year-old Wesley Correa Carminati's initial court hearing say he was in handcuffs and leg shackles on May the 1st when he was taken from a courthouse to the Pottawatomie County Jail. but he had unlocked him somehow by the time the van reached the jail. Police say a struggle ensued between Correa Carminati and the deputies, and that Correa Carminati managed to grab one of the deputies' guns. Police say he then shot Deputy Mark Burbridge in the head and Deputy Pat Morgan in the abdomen before taking both deputies' guns, ammunition, and the keys to the van. Burbridge died. Morgan is recovering. Correa Carminati was recaptured in Omaha. He was brought back to Iowa and is being held at the Sioux City Jail. Pottawatomie County Jeff Danker on Thursday issued a statement thanking the public, fellow law enforcement officers, and many others for the outpouring of support that followed the death of Deputy Burbridge and the wounding of the other deputy. Sheriff Jeff Danker said in a press release, quote, on May the 1st, 2017, the Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office became the victim of a tragic event that seriously wounded Deputy Pat Morgan and killed Deputy Mark Burbridge. Immediately following, the Sheriff's Office family started receiving an overwhelming show of support from the citizens of the community, local businesses, surrounding city and county government, and law enforcement community, both nationally and locally, and the media. That evening, Danker says, representatives of the group Concerns of Police Survivors, or COPS, arrived and remained with us throughout the funeral, lending their expertise and guidance to our staff. Representatives from the Omaha Police Department and Council Bluffs Police Department, he said, also came to their assistance, helping with the event planning. The need for a large venue to hold the service became evident, and the management team from the Mid-America Center, or MAC, was contacted. The management team, he said, dropped what they were doing to ensure the facility was prepared and the needs of the family were attended to. Going above and beyond, the staff at the MAC even prepared breakfast for all the members of the Sheriff's Office on the morning of Deputy Burbridge's funeral. Danker says as the week progressed, the support continued to build, and it became clear that we at the Sheriff's Office are fortunate to have such a positive relationship with so many. During Deputy Burbridge's funeral services, he said there were law enforcement representatives from all over the country paying their respects and offering support to Mark's family and the Sheriff's Office. The public and dignitary attendance at the service was again another testimony to the wonderful support, according to Danker. He said as the funeral procession left the MAC, being led by motor units from the metro area and being followed by hundreds of patrol cars that fell into line, they were immediately met with men, women, and children lining the sides of the road. Signs bearing words of support and thanking Deputy Burbridge for his service were everywhere. Danker said there were flags being waved and many businesses and their employees lined the procession route. Traffic control for the procession was handled by many different entities, both law enforcement, Council Bluffs Public Work, and county engineers. Danker says the Sheriff's Office would like to extend a sincere thank you to everyone that has visited the memorial, the visitations, brought food to the office, and assisted in the planning of the funeral, giving Deputy Burbridge the services and respect he deserves. He also went on to thank the many law enforcement agencies, emergency and hospital personnel, and others that came to the services or sent words of encouragement and support. The news was brought to you by ASI Audiology and Hearing Instruments at 601 Poplar in Atlantic. Call 243-5796. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.